Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Fills my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer.
Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage, freeze thy blood less coldly.
In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod, which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing.
Hello. Thanks to the Irish Rovers for belting out the last two verses of the famous carol we've been studying this week. And now we come to the nitty-gritty of the story. I can't help but think that that poor nameless page must have been a bit miffed with all the goings-on. This was holiday season, and even in medieval Bohemia, that should mean a nice supper of Christmas leftovers next to a cosy fire. Instead, he gets dragged out into a blizzard to hunt provisions to a family who live miles away and for whom he feels no personal responsibility. We don't know whether the lad set off in a bad mood or whether things just got worse as the journey went on. But we do know that life had now become very uncomfortable, probably quite painful, no thermals in those days, and undoubtedly a bit scary. I've heard wolves howling in the distance and it's quite unnerving. So I think that by the time he finally tells Wenceslas that he doesn't think he can go any further, he's almost certainly deeply distressed and on the verge of hypothermia. I can only suppose, since there was no phone signal to ring for emergency help, he was suggesting that they turn around and let the gale blow them back to the warmth and safety of the castle. He would have known that meant the poor man's family wouldn't get their surprise supper, and that Wenceslas' zeal to help would be thwarted. But not surprisingly, he didn't think the mission worth dying for. Perhaps, being a young man growing up in a Christian household, he prayed, and seemingly receiving no answer, finally fessed up to Wenceslas. I'm quite sure that whatever response he was expecting from his master, it certainly wasn't the one he got. He gets very specific instructions, not just vague platitudes, and encouragement and praise, well, that always helps. But they don't save you from freezing to death. He was told to look where Wenceslas had walked and to tread in those very same footprints, and what's more, to do it boldly. Now, we know the snow was deep and crisp and even. Put aside all thoughts of pizza, please. And if you know anything about snow, you'll know that when you tread on the crispy, seemingly firm top, you immediately break through the top layer and sink down to the more firmly packed snow a foot or two below. You then have to lift your foot out of the hole you just made and get it ready to do that all over again, and again, and again. Exhausting and deeply chilling for the lower body, whilst the upper body is probably sweating with the effort. Now he's told he's got to work even harder, hoiking his feet up and over into ready-made holes. Surely that's not going to help, is it? We'll find out on Sunday. See you then.